So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Hamevi Ashim Tali Benoidele Shalaychata. Someone brought an Ashim Tali, a carbon one brings if he's unsure whether he did an Aver for which he's liable, a Chatas, and he then found out that he certainly did not do the Aver. Imat Shalay Nishchat, if he found out before the animal was slaughtered, there's a Machlaikis. Remeir says, Yatza B'yir Be'eder. It's Chun. And the animal can go back into his flock like an ordinary animal of Chun. Because as the Gemara explains, Kiv Nilei Tzarech Lei Loi Makdish Lei. It was a Hektish Betais. He only sanctified the animal because he thought he needed to bring a Nashim Tali. But now that he knows that he does not need to bring the carbon, it's not sanctified. It retains its Kedusha. And it must be left to graze until it develops a blemish. It is then sold, and its money is used to purchase a voluntary carbon. Because as the Gemara explains, since he was worried about the possibility that he did do the Avera, he sanctified it regardless of the outcome. The Mishnah cites a third opinion. It is brought as an Ashim Tali, because even if it will not atone for this Avera, it will atone for another, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that one can bring an Ashim Tali for any possible Avera. The Mishnah continues, Im Mishnah Nishchad Noidelo Yishafach Adam, Vabaster Yotzla Besa Sreifa. If he found out that he did not do the Avera after it was already slaughtered, both Remeir and Chacham agree that the blood is discarded and the meat is burned outside of the Azara because it is a carbon possum. Because Mishnah Nishchad, even Remeir agrees that Goymer Makdish, he sanctified it regardless of the outcome. A third scenario, Nizrak Adam Yoichel. If he found that after the blood was already thrown on the Mizbeach, the meat can be eaten, because it is a valid carbon Ashim Tali, because the Pasuk says, V'hu lo yodav v'nisach lo. He did not know when this Ashim Tali atones. And holei habi lo yediyah b'shas licha. This fellow too did not know if he did the Aver at the time of the atonement. Therefore, it is a valid Ashim Tali, which served this purpose. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yesi Omer, afil hadam b'kois yizarek v'abasa yechel. Even if the blood is still in the utensil, it is thrown on the mizbeach and the meat is eaten, because kli sharis mekachin by a sabsul b'tchil likarv. Utensil used in the service of the mikdash sanctifies invalid kachim to allow them to be offered, therefore the blood is thrown. The Mishnah continues, Ashem v'adai inakein. Halach is different for an Ashim Vaday, a carbon brought when one knows for certain that he did certain averis b'shoigik. Actually, nishchet yitze v'yir be'eder. If he found that before it was slaughtered, everyone, even the Chacham, agreed that it is treated like ordinary chulin because it is hektish betais. Misha nishchet, harizir cover. If he found that after it was slaughtered, it is buried because it turns out to have been chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, and unconsecrated animals that are slaughtered in the azara are buried. Nizrik Adam, Habasayotz Lebeis Asreifa. If the blood was already thrown on the Mizbeach, the meat is burned, because even though it turns out to have been Chun Shanishchad Bazara, which generally are you cover, nevertheless, in this case, Yisarif, because the Mizchazik is Evach Pasal, it appears like a disqualified carbon. The Mishnah continues, Shar HaNiskel Enikein. Halach is different for a Shar HaNiskel, an animal that is stoned. Actually, Niskel Yetzi B'Yir Be'eder. If he found out that it need not be stoned before it was stoned, it is treated like ordinary Chulun. Mishnah Niskel Mutubano. If he found that after it was stoned, it is permitted to benefit from it, like unlike an ordinary Shara Niskel, which is Asabano. The Gemara cites a brayse that elaborates on the Machlekes Remeva Chacham regarding Hamevi Ashim Tali Benoidu Leishalei Chata Achlei Nishchat. Someone who found out before the animal was slaughtered that he did not do the Avera. Bein Shenoidu Leishachatu Benoidu Leishalei Chata Pligi Remeva Rabbanu. They disagree in both cases whether he found out that he did the Avera and is liable for Karma Chatos, or he found out that he did not do the Avera and is exempt. And the Gemara explains, Remeir is ruling that it is chulin, a greater chiddush in the case where he found out that he did the avera, because avagab the yada dechata kiven beidna the afreshe lo yada teitz b'tir beeder. Even though he now knows that he did the avera, he didn't know it when he designated the carbon, and at the time he only designated if he needs it. And benoy delay shalechata lo diacha kechad rabban. The Chum's ruling that it is Kaidish is a greater Chiddush in the case where he found out that he did not do the Avera because Avagav de Leichata, Kivin Be'idna, Libe Nekvei Hava, Helkach Gamar Makdish. Even though he did not do the Avera, but he did not know that when he designated the carbon, and at that time we assume that he sanctified it regardless of the outcome. The Gemara proceeds to point out two cases where Remei V'Chum agree. Rav Sheshesh adds, Moidir Melech Chachamim, B'mafer Shnei Ashamis Lachrais, V'neskaba Ba'achas Men, D'sheini Yirat Shistai, V'yimachar V'yiplo Damav L'Nadava. Remeir agrees that it is Kaidish in the case where he designated two Ashamis for this Avera, and he already atoned with one of them. The second is Kaidish because Chadu Di'boi Le'lafushi. He only needed to designate one. My timer Afresh Trey, D'salve Ymir Kizchada, Mechaparna B'ida Chavre. He designated two in case it would be needed. Therefore, Kibin the Gully died to Delibu Noikva Hayu Gamor Viktishi. Since he has shown that he is indeed worried about the possible Avera, we assume that he sanctified it regardless of the outcome. Rav adds, Ma'idim Chacham L'Remeya Ba'ashim Tali Shehuz Ma'idim V'yatz of a year Be'edah. Chacham agree that it is chulin in the case where witnesses testify that someone is liable for an ashim tali and then become zaymin and are refuted. The animal is chulin because it was hektish b'tayis, and we don't say he sanctified it regardless because al pi edim afreshay lahav a samach ilavad edim the saber dilma asachem u'mezam lehu. Since he sanctified it based on testimony, it does not truly rely on them and thinks that perhaps others will come and refute them. However, regarding this last case of Ashim Tali Shehuz Mo'edav, the Gemara cites Rabbi Yechon, who disagrees with Rav, and holds Yira Ad She'istayv, V'yimachar V'yiplu Damav L'Nadava, because he holds that in this case too, we say, Mitech Sheli B'Nekfei Goyma U'Makdisha. The Gemara proceeds with several rulings. Shara Niskel Shehuz Mo'edav Kol HaMachzik Bei Zachabai. If the witnesses of a Shara Niskel were found to be Zayman, anyone can claim the animal for themselves, because we assume that the owner had already been mafkir before the Hazama. Likewise, Irhani Dacha Shehuz Mo'edeha, because we assume that the owners had already been mafkir all the property before the Azama. Similarly, if someone gives a present to someone else and the other person says, I do not want it, anyone can claim it because it is hefker. Even though the recipient rejected the gift, it does not go back to the giver. And the Gemara and the Rishonim discuss various explanations and differences between these three cases.